Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tomorrow is a big album release day for Pearl Jam, Dark Matter.
Thank you, Pearl Jam, for giving us a record to talk about besides the new Taylor Swift album.
That's a solid point.
Yes, they did a solid for all of us rock fans.
All the Pearl Jam fans have been stoked so far on what we've heard. Yep. And there's another new single that's just come out called Wreckage.
So they've put out two songs before that, and now this is the third.
Yes, and here's what it sounds like.
Ooh, Eddie.
Spicy.
Kiss your mom with that mouth.
When you were first playing it, I thought it was a Tragically Hip song. It kind of was giving me some hip vibes.
You know, I've always thought there was a little bit of a correlation between the Tragically Hip and Pearl Jam. The thing that I've picked up on, and a lot of people were kind of saying as well, I saw on social media, was it feels like a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers song as well.
I can hear that.
I was thinking, honestly, I was thinking Darius Rucker almost.
What the
I only want to be with you.
What were you thinking, Sarah?
I was thinking
Wu-Tang?
Yeah.
You were thinking you don't want to hear this anymore.
Not really.
Well, what do you do? She has bad taste in music.
She was thinking she wants to hear the new Taylor Swift album.
Probably.
Exactly. What drops tomorrow, y'all?
I like it because it's like the other two songs we've heard are just straight up heavier rockers. And so it's like, you know, the fun of what I've always loved about Pearl Jam is you got the real upbeat songs, but every once in a while you got like the daughters, the elderly women. And this kind of falls in line with that, like has like a cool, just chill vibe to it.
And this will be Pearl Jam's 12th studio album, by the way, Dark Matter. And you are a little bit spoiled.
Yes.
You got to hear the whole thing already.
I did. And you know, honestly, if anyone has heard it already, I'm curious to see what you think, because they did do the theater experience, which we gave tickets away to, which happened, I think,
Tuesday night.
So some people have already been talking about it. So if you've heard the record, let us know what you think of it. And I saw a lot of people on Twitter. They were posting, like, videos of the theater, like they were just filming it, and that's how they. So I started hearing a couple of the songs that way, and then one of my buddies told me, I was like, hey, I got a copy of it if you want to hear it. And I was like, at first part of me was like, nah, I'll wait till the album comes out. But then I realized, oh no, people have heard the album already, so I think I should do it as a reporter to be able to.
Research.
I couldn't help myself. I was mowing the lawn and I finally just hit the button and I was like, let me listen to some of this. And I thoroughly enjoy it from beginning to end. It's a great Pearl Jam record. It reminds me a lot of, this feels like this was something that would be written during the earlier years of Pearl Jam. There's one song called Waiting for Stevie. I swear I didn't pick it as my favorite because it said Stevie in it. Mm-hmm. Although that definitely put a smile on my face. That song sounds like it might have been written during the recording session for 10 or Versus, their first couple of albums. It's got that kind of guitar riff. This whole album, I feel like, is almost a make good to Mike McCready over the last few years. Because McCready, you know, he's an incredible lead guitarist. Mm-hmm. But on some of the newer records, they don't really go crazy on the guitar solos. Like, they save it for the live shows. This album, it's just full of great guitar solos from Mike McCready. He is just crushing it. This is easily the best drumming for Matt Cameron on a Pearl Jam record, in my opinion. And Eddie's voice sounds great. Everything about it, the moment I heard it, I was just like, I'm in for this record. It didn't even take a couple of listens, which some of their more recent records I've had to listen to a few times to be able to fall in love with it. This one I fell in love with immediately.
So your favorite song on the album...
It's Waiting for Stevie.
Is Waiting for Stevie. Is that a nod to Stevie Nicks or...
Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
For real.
Okay, cool.
Apparently, I heard an interview with Eddie Vedder where when he was recording his solo record, Stevie Wonder came on the record and did like a harmonica solo. And so I guess this is just inspired by the fact that they had to wait a while for Stevie to show up. So that's why the song is called Waiting for Stevie. And props to the guy who produced it, Andrew Watt, to get super nerdy with like music stuff. But like he's produced like Ozzy Osbourne to now Pearl Jam, Eddie's solo record. Hell, even Justin Bieber. He's won Grammy Awards. Apparently, he produced this record with a guitar on at all times because he's a massive Pearl Jam fan. So he was trying to push them to kind of go back to what they used to be and how they used to write songs and just be more of a jam vibe, which is kind of why they were called Pearl Jam in the first place.
He's like the president of the Pearl Jam 10 fan club.
Which I think even I heard some of the interviews with some of the band members, like, you know, many years ago, this would not have flown for us. Like, this would have just been a little too much to have a super fan producing our record. But they loved it. I guess it just brought a newfound enthusiasm and excitement for them to write this record.
And they're going to be in town for two nights
yes.
at Climate Pledge Arena next yes. month. What is it, the 28th and 30th?
You're asking questions I don't have
I'm asking
to.
The number one Pearl Jam fan in this room.
I know. It's in my calendar. I'm going to one of them for sure. I might be going to both. I don't know. That sounds like a crazy week, though, if you ask me.
So I've been doing mornings with y'all now for a couple of months, and I've not yet done the concert and go to work the next morning
thing. It's not fun.
So I'm going to do it for the first time at Pearl Jam.
Okay.
Do you have any tips for me?
Take the day off. It's a battle, man. The older you get, it's harder. I remember when I was in my 20s and I worked in radio. I'd be going out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday nights. Didn't care. Well, Friday, of course. But I was like, I'll power through it. I'll be fine. Nowadays, I really have to love the band to even consider going to a concert on a weeknight.
Do you try to stock up on like a nap earlier in the day?
Before I had a kid, absolutely. That doesn't happen
now
anymore.
No napping.
Yeah.
Well, and for both of you, it's even more of a struggle because my advice would be just move to Seattle and then have an apartment right next to the concert venue. So that way you don't have to drive for an hour and a half after. I can't even imagine for you guys like trying to do a concert during the week and then having to drive either to Puyallup or Stanwood.
You know what's not so bad is going home, you're still on that adrenaline rush. You're like, this is freaking awesome. I just saw Pearl Jam. Let's just use Pearl Jam as an example. Next morning, honestly, the drive to work isn't so bad because you're still riding the high. Like, can't wait to go on the show and tell everybody how much fun it was. Maybe talk to some listeners that were there as well. Like, you get kind of fired up about that. It's the drive home the next day where you're just like, I should just get a hotel. There's no way I'm going to make this drive. I'm nodding off. I'm too tired.
Just hit a rest stop.
Yeah, I mean, just energy drinks. Lots of energy drinks. I'm excited to see how you're going to be doing after that.
I'm going to see if I can maybe hire a babysitter for the day after so that I can take a nap.
Lakewood Larry chimed in. He said, hey, Taryn, I'm surprised you haven't called it a toe tapper, the song.
It was a bit of a toe tapper. I like that one.
So I heard it at Easy Street on Sunday, the new Pearl Jam record, and it's awesome.
Was any member of the band at Easy Street, do you guys know? I'm not sure if I heard anybody show up.
I feel like we would have heard. They did a bunch of like listening parties at different unique record stores, like record stores that aren't like your big name ones. Like, and Easy Street's kind of like a mom and pop type of a business. So I think they did a bunch of those across the country. So I don't think Pearl Jam showed up to any of them that I heard of.
Not even here?
Well, maybe they did, but maybe they were like wearing like a wig.
That would be fun. Pearl Jam in disguise.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.